The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and had dined in sumptuous each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the crabs that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. And rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you have received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, and from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I have some good news for you. One, you can hear me now. Second, we have special guests. We have Dog and Jimmy, and I call it Mission Possible. And they're here to talk about what we do here at Holy Family that affects or change people's lives in Haiti. And here they are.
Haiti is always an adventure. A visit this year by our parish with some friends lived up to that expectation. We weren't quite ready for Cité Soleil. We felt slapped in the face with a slum, which has the worst conditions in Haiti. The sprawling waste pricked our consciences, and we wondered why we can't clean up that mess. Our grand adventure began with an unbelievable sight, a soccer game on Hands Together's artificial turf in the middle of Cité Soleil. Beautiful uniforms, a community event, cheers, goodwill, pride, kids frolicking, members of feuding opposing gangs united to support their team. Some questioned the investment for artificial turf. They should witness the transformation from this to this. The field is a unifying place, a normalizing place, a community builder, an adventure in oneness. Our adventure showed us a new ray of hope. Deep in the Boston section of Cité Soleil slum, we visited Sister Marcella with Father Tom, a beautiful home for some 200 orphans, an oasis in a desert of filth, impeccably clean with a mother's touch. Some of the children are terribly injured or diseased, remnants of the 2010 earthquake. Hands Together helps Sister Marcella by providing food and support. We are all one. Visiting the Hands Together High School was an adventure in talent. They welcomed us with song and dance. They taught us how to have fun with some of the simplest things in life. We, in turn, challenged them.
When you have a goal, you have an inspiration for yourself by working hard. You have to work hard to reach that goal, to become a doctor, to become a nurse, to become an agriculturist.
The trip north with Doug Campbell turned out to be a travel adventure. There is such beauty and life in the land, with so much potential. And always, the unexpected, a detour. Too many peasants stealing too many bolts meant a collapsed bridge. The solution was its own adventure. Happily, we did not drown, and we sped on to the remote village of Tidi Doon. What a thrill to see our two-story school in this tiny village finished. We were welcomed with song and dance, but we couldn't help notice the need for even the simplest of desks and chairs. We tied on yarn bracelets as a sign of our solidarity. There is no greater adventure in Haiti than Clark Farm. The beautiful new volunteer center is almost finished. Doug Campbell explained that visiting farmers spend 3 months learning the latest in agronomy. No pesticides, composting everything possible, healthier fruits and vegetables, higher yields, greenhousing where appropriate. When the visiting farmer sees the dramatic increase in quality and yield using Clark Farm insights, we have a new Haitian farmer. An adventure into the poorest parts of Gonaïves with Père Gérard was eye-opening. To venture down forgotten alleys and to step into a haven of love, security, and belonging in this district of violence and crime means to step into one of the 10 schools Père Gérard operates. With love comes discipline and hard work, something Père Gérard knows only too well. What adventure would not have its dream? Père Gérard has cleared a plot of land for a vocational school. He knows how few of the slum children have a formal education. But if they can learn a trade, His dream is on hold for lack of money. $200,000 will give a new life to countless young Haitians. Mission Haiti is an adventure, an adventure in Christ. We are neither Jew nor Gentile, rich or poor, black or white, Haitian or American. We are all one in Christ. We salute all those who have helped in whatever way to make Mission Haiti possible. And we beg you to continue to support our great adventure in Christ. God love you.
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Doug Campbell, in case you don't know me. It's my annual visit out here to my friends and partners at Holy Family. And what a wonderful, wonderful partnership it is. Cambria and Carl and Jessica and Mary and Dan and Bennett and the list goes on of the people that put so much effort into this program. Sitting there listening to the gospel being read, and as Mother Teresa's nuns would teach me in Haiti, that they would tell me that whenever the gospel is proclaimed, that Jesus is speaking to us right now. And the gospel made me uncomfortable today. The gospel was saying to me that don't be a fool. Some of the things that I put a lot of time and energy and value in don't last, and they don't mean much. And he's saying to me that I don't exist for myself. Whatever treasures or gifts or talents or graces were given to me are not meant for me. I should be very careful and pay a lot of attention to what I do with them and who they share them with. Francis de Sales would say it this way: after all, a mule laden with precious jewels is still nothing more than a mule. That's kind of a tough one there, but you know. When I was working in Haiti, I was 22 years old when I started. And one of the first things we did is open a free school in the slums of Port-au-Prince for 70 children. And everybody told us that it's impossible. It's not possible. You can't open a free school there. They'll tear it down. Schools are kind of a business-making thing. The other directors and the other school other school owners will resist this. It's not possible. Several years later, I went into the rural zones of Gonaïves and encountered farmers who had suffered from 5 years of drought. Their kids would run up to you and they looked like they were white instead of black children because the dust was all over them. Their bellies were all... they said that it wasn't possible to buy a giant well driller, send it to Haiti, and use it to help drill wells and irrigation. The roads are too bad. There's nowhere to get parts. I mean, all these reasons. They tell me, Doug, it's crazy. It's a crazy thought. It's not possible. They told me that it wasn't possible to open up a farm that would train farmers in Haiti to become better farmers and teach them different ways to plant and to fertilize so that they can get twice as much yield from their fields. They said, we've tried it. They do it this way. They've been doing it this way for 20 years. They're not going to change. It's not possible. They told me it wasn't possible to build a field, a soccer field, man, an artificial turf soccer field, in the middle of the most violent, dangerous place on earth, where all the gangs have been fighting for 2 decades with each other. And right in the middle of that, where our schools are, they said you can't do it. They won't let you do it. The equipment can't come in. They'll be fighting over it. They won't even be allowed to use the field because people want it. They'll be jealous, one group. We built that field. It's possible. And what's remarkable about your parish is you never said that to me. You said, what do you need and how can we help? I'm going to introduce to you today a young man who came to us when he was 10 years old. He was malnourished, sick. He had never been in school before. He left. He's now the director of our student life in our high school. He's also a wonderful songwriter and performer and singer. He left a school with me, an elementary school with me about 8 months ago, and we were walking home together, and we were following one of our students. And she was a 10-year-old girl who had one of the backpacks that you had sent over to Haiti from this parish. And inside the backpack, there was a coloring book. She got to her home, which is a small hut made out of plastic and plastic bags and cardboard. And she pulled a cinder block from out of the hut. She sat down on the cinder block and whipped out that coloring book. She put it like this, and she took her crayons out. She was staring at this picture that is all colored in that she was replicating. She would look at it, smile, her eyes would grow big. And she would look at it, smile, and she's coloring it in. And so I looked over her shoulder, and she told me, "Bonsoir, Doug, comment y est?" "Hi, Doug, how you doing?" I said, "Bonsoir." And she looked at the thing, and she pointed at the picture that's colored in, and she said to me, "Qui ça lié?" "What is that?" I said, "Well, ça c'est un papillon. It's a butterfly." She goes, "Wow, they're really beautiful, aren't they?" She says, "Are they real?" Yeah, they're real. That's right, they're real. And then she stopped for a minute, put her crayons down, and she's staring at the butterfly. And her face grew sad. And she said something I'll never forget. She looked at me and she says, "I'll never see one. There's no way a butterfly could live where I live. I'll never see one. No way a butterfly could live where I live." I just stood there. I just stunned. That's why we got to keep doing the work we're doing. The 10-year-old girl lived in your home. She turned to you and said something like that, having no belief at all inside that anything beautiful could exist for her. No hope that she could see something like that. No belief that she had a right to see it. And we got work to do. This child's got to know that she's born with a dignity that she can never lose. And I said, "You're wrong. You'll have butterflies. You'll have new sneakers. You'll have computers. You'll have a place, a playground to play on and a swing set and our school. But most of all, you'll learn that these things are possible for you. And you deserve them like anyone else does. And you should dream and not believe that they're not worth seeing a butterfly." Jimmy was just like this 10-year-old girl when we met him. He never dreamed of anything like that. Never dreamed he could play an instrument. Jimmy, where'd you go? Yeah, get over there. I'm going to let Jimmy play a song for you. Jimmy is the product of our many-year partnership together. Just one of the many miracles produced by your love and your support. There's not a better way to show you and tangibly that what we're doing is very important. It's God's work. So I want to thank all of you for your help this weekend and over the years, and I introduce to you Jimmy. Thanks. God bless you. Jimmy?
Good morning. My name is Jimmy. I'm from Cité Soleil. I'm very happy to be here today to say not only thank you, but to share the garden that you're making in my country, to have some food and share with you this morning. I would not be able to stand here today in front of you to talk to you and to speak if you did not decide to follow your heart, if you did not decide to love people that you don't even know, which is something amazing. Cité Soleil is a very poor place. and there's a lot of misery, gangs activity. So I have a doubt that if you did not decide to share your heart with me, I would not be this person that I am today. I would not be a singer. I would probably be a gangster, because so many of my friends, they go to that direction, and I used to hang out with them. But because of the school that you put for us in my community, so I had opportunity to go to school, to make other friends, and to start have a dream. So you send a lot of English books and computers and school supplies to my country. So this will be a great example of how we're using the gift that you sent into us. For example, I learned to speak English from the books that you sent to us. I didn't go to any institution for that. And I play music because you gave us that school, which is a place where we can come together and share talents to each other. It's been 1 month, I think, Doug invited me to come with him here. And I said to Doug that I don't have a guitar. And he said, no worry, we'll find a guitar in the church. And we never talk about that after. And 5 days before I come here, we received a container from California, and I found this guitar in the container, and I brought it back. There's something says that give without expecting anything in return. So he gave this guitar, and he didn't know if this guitar would be back here today and make you listen to good melodies. So I didn't find any guitar here, so if I did not bring it, I don't know what I would do. So I will share with you one of my songs called It Is Possible, because I've been inspired by your work that you do in my community. So I wrote that song, It's Possible. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Pour un pays qui carré frise pour le couronnement sans fata, sans la fin coup d'état, sans la fin Bogota, sans sachet de la vie. A bon genre état de bois, vous ébalez comme ça doit, lavez même contre choléra, séchez mal le malaria protégé, environnement politique, environnement économique, environnement touristique. Oui, possible, si l'aménager valorise sa campagne, nous. Oui, possible, si nous planifions, pas tout pour chance pour participer. Oui, possible, si nous réagissons, à bon contrôle de l'organiser. Oui, possible, pour nous gagner un pays qui connaît plus pour le monde entier. Sans la femme coup d'état, sans la femme Bogota, sans sachet de malaria, à bon genre état de droit, vous ébalez comme ça doit, lavez même mon choléra, séchez mal, protégez l'environnement politique, environnement économique, environnement touristique.
Good morning. My name is Dan Bruick, and I'm part of this wonderful ministry we have here called Mission Haiti. And so I'm just going to ask you if everybody that didn't get one of these mailed to them, you could find one of these in the pews in front of you. And even if you got one of these mailed to you, I think we should have a challenge today to see if you take one of these and give it to one of your relatives, one of your neighbors, one of your friends, your colleagues, your bosses, and whatever you find in your heart to give to Mission Haiti, challenge one of your friends, colleagues, relatives to match whatever you find in your heart to give. The miracle of Jimmy is what Hands Together in Haiti is all about. Who would have thought 20 years ago when Father Tom first went to Haiti that he would be able to look back very proudly and say, "This is why I'm there." Doug Campbell gives so much of his life every day to the people of Haiti. We have an opportunity to make the improbable possible. Possible. We have the possibility to continue the miracle. And all we're asking today is that take your little envelope. You can fill it out today and put it in the collection. You can take it home and mail it back. You can take it home and bring it back next Sunday. You can take two of them and pass them around to all your friends and relatives and try to help us make this the best appeal to help things be miracles in Haiti, like Jimmy just demonstrated to you. If Father Tom was here, he would say, "We're all fellow missionaries." And all I want to say is, fellow missionaries, let us find in our hearts ways to continue to give and make the miracle of life happen. Thank you very much on behalf of Hands Together and Mission Haiti.